Well, at first we were really excited because we were getting away from the big city, you know, going to a small town. We thought we'd be in the mountains like Banff and Jasper. So it was really exciting. It was really, I mean, we called everyone. It was the first day, it was minus 20 Fahrenheit. You know, we called all our friends in the south and said, "Hey, it's minus 20." Ran around outside to see what it felt like. So it was really quite exciting, quite thrilling. I think the novelty wore off.
Yeah. The longer we live here, the less we go outside.
Yeah. We drove, actually.
We did a hail bay on the way between Saskatoon and Edmonton. We drove from Washington,
Washington,
D.C. in a
D.C.
little beetle with a dog and all their stuff up to Canada. And we crossed at somewhere
Yes,
in North Dakota.
just south of Winnipeg, you know, just
Yeah,
south of
and
Winnipeg.
there was, you know, we did all the paperwork coming in, and then they were so officially welcoming. It was so cool.
I think it was at night too. We drove in at night. We crossed the border at night and telling
Like,
welcome to
welcome,
Canada,
yeah. Or
because we
welcome
had
to
the
the
immigration
Dominion of
papers
Canada
to.
or something like
Yeah.
that.
Now I waited for. I just wanted to be sure professionally and so on. I got the job offer and then of course I had to, you know, get the visas and so on. But we only came to Canada when I had all the legal papers already, you know, signed, sealed, and. So when we crossed the border, we had all the finished papers and immigration papers, and so that's why
I remember before leaving DC that summer, we came here in October. Before leaving DC that summer, it was extremely hot as usual, and we would go to the bookstore and we would look at pictures of the Rockies in Canada. Like, we did that every week.
I hate to confess, I actually got the job offer sort of, you know, before I knew where Banff was, because I thought Banff actually was in the US somewhere. So I had,
Ha ha ha.